This is Health Matters, looking at health from an income perspective. Do low-income families have more health problems?
Yes, low-income families have higher disease rates, and this inequity can be looked at from an ethnic perspective as well. Low-income Native Americans, African Americans, and Hispanics have higher rates of several diseases than whites at all income levels. They also have higher rates of mental illness and suicide.
Diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease are three major diseases that impact Native Americans and African Americans at higher rates than they impact other populations.
Heart disease is a leading cause of death for both populations. Cancer is another leading cause. Not only that, Native American adults with diabetes are almost twice as likely as white adults to die of it.
Native Americans also have higher rates of obesity and overweight, and this is true across age groups, from preschoolers to adults.
Ethnic minorities in this country suffer from lower social status, lower incomes, higher incarceration rates, and poorer health. It all seems related to me.
It is all related. A number of factors contribute to Native American health statistics. Access to health care is a factor, as are mental health factors and stress, including multi-generational post-traumatic stress from historical genocide and displacement. Access to health food is another factor. In today's world, healthy food marks a key difference between low-income and affluent Americans. Chemical-free, hormone-free, non-genetically modified food costs more, quite a lot more in most instances.
So is that the name of the game? Highly nutritious, health-sustaining food is expensive? And low-income families with a lot of mouths to feed simply don't have the luxury of buying high-quality food.
There is another way to frame that question. If you're eating foods that directly contribute to poor health, is it a luxury to buy better quality food, or is it a necessity?
I'd say it has become a matter of necessity. When heart disease and cancer are leading causes of death for Native and African Americans, food quality can't be ignored. Take cancer. There's a vast mix of chemicals in mass-produced foods, chemicals that can lead directly or indirectly to cancer. Or take obesity, which poses such a high risk for heart disease. We know from multiple studies that processed foods with high sugar and fat content contribute to obesity. It seems obvious that quality food can't be ignored.
It's the old story, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. A wholesome organic diet goes a long way to preventing these diseases. But how does that translate into buying food on a limited budget? If you have a fistful of coupons that you can use to fill up your shopping cart at substantial savings, can you afford to just toss them and then try to scrape the money together to buy fresh organic produce and dairy, along with fresh meat, fish, and poultry?
It depends on the food. You have to know which foods should be organic to protect your health, and which ones don't need to be organic. Take onions and garlic. Pests don't like onions or garlic, so there is no need to use pesticides on them. You don't need to pay extra money for organic onions or garlic.
Potatoes, on the other hand, should be organic to prevent the long-term buildup of carcinogenic chemicals in your body. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports that conventional potatoes have 35 different pesticides on them. The primary reason for this is that potatoes are a root vegetable. Root vegetables absorb chemicals from the soil, chemicals that may have come from a variety of sources.
So if you have a coupon that lets you buy 5 pounds of potatoes for a dollar, that's a coupon to throw away. You're better off spending the extra dollars and getting potatoes that do not deposit toxic chemicals in your body tissues.
If, on the other hand, you have a coupon for 5 pounds of onions for a dollar, go for it. We'll continue our report on safe and chemically compromised foods next week.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.